This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A trip to the land of Israel is life-changing. You're thinking right now, it's impossible for me to go. I don't know how to even start. It's expensive. Well, we're going to talk about that and why you need to travel to the land of Israel and how it will change how you read God's Word. I caught up with Ryan Talley. He serves as the faith-based public relations director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism's North American Christian Team, the Midwest region, about why he has such a heart for the land of Israel.
The Lord just really put the land of Israel and the people on my heart. We live in a country where Christianity is cultural. There's a difference between cultural Christianity and actual Christianity. And actual Christians actually read their scripture. And when you actually read the scripture, you see that blessing the Jews and blessing Israel is not an option. It's a commandment. We're commanded because it's either you're blessed or you're cursed. And if there's a curse that follows something, that's not a maybe. Maybe you should do this. It's a commandment. We are commanded to bless those people and to love them. That's what I want to be a part of. And the Lord allowed me to live in Israel, to eventually work for the Israeli government. And I consider it such an honor. Israel trip is a bucket list trip. Don't make it a bucket list trip. Don't wait. Go. Because the moment you step foot in Israel, it changes your life. It's transformative. I get emotional talking about it. You literally see the rocks crying out. You go and you visit archaeological sites, and they're digging up the Bible, and they're proving history. It confirms your faith. It confirms everything that you believe. You'll never read the Bible the same ever again. Moses on Shavuot, on Pentecost, the tradition is that he went up to receive the Torah from God. And first God says, okay, I want to speak to all the multitude. And then it says that they see his voice. Not that they hear it, but they see his voice. Can you imagine like the sensory overload the God of the universe is speaking to you? And they say, what do they say? No. We're going to die if you let him talk to us. Don't let him talk to us. Just give us the book. So Moses goes and receives Torah. That's the same kind of feeling I think you get whenever you go to Israel. You're no longer reading the scripture. You're seeing it. You open up that scripture and you're reading at the Mount of Beatitudes. You remember being there. You can envision it. It's like in The Wizard of Oz where everything goes technicolor. That's what it is. Whenever you go to Israel, you come back and you're forever changed.
Well, we can sense that in your emotion and in your voice that in the time that, you know, you were in Israel, it radically changed how you read the Bible. It radically changed how you see the land of Israel, the geography and the Jewish people and, you know, what they've been through over so many thousands of years there.
I started going to Israel, and the beginnings of it was in 2015. I made my first tour to Israel in 2016. I was there every year since. I lived in Israel from 2018 until 2022, 2023, right about 4 years. My wife and I both got student visas and did degrees in Israel, got a master's degree in international tourism management, and we lived right on the Kinneret, which is Hebrew for harp, which is what the shape of the Sea of Galilee is. So we lived right off of the Sea of Galilee in a little community called Pori Elit, which is just south of Tiberias, who was the emperor of Rome during the time of Jesus. Tiberias was created in 18 CE. And so a lot of history we saw. We lived in the north. We were there for a little over 4 years. So I've been everywhere in Israel, every nook and every cranny, and I really took advantage of exploring. I was a kid in the candy shop.
Your journey to Israel will start when you visit holyland.israel.travel. A lot of great stuff on that website. Check it out, holyland.israel.travel. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcasts or at afr.net. Thanks for listening.